Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Sunday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, there's only one place we can start. That's on the South Coast, as Liverpool, just of course, a week after beating Manchester United 7-0 and confirming with everyone, we're back, Liverpool's is, they lost 1-0 to relegation-threatened Bournemouth. Yeah, that is true. They lost 1-0. It was live and exclusive on TalkSport. Here's the reaction from the Liverpool boss, Jurgen Klopp, and the former Chelsea defender, Scott Minton.
There's the full-time whistle. Bournemouth have done it. Last week, Liverpool were knocking seven bells out of Manchester United. Now, dazed and confused, it's they who have ringing in their ears.
The game was pretty much the opposite of what we wanted. This game was a massive knock. And how it is with knocks, you have to take them and then you have to have a look how big the scars are and then you go from there.
Klopp's chances of going into the top four this weekend have been crushed by the Cherries.
Setbacks are setbacks, huh? But we are in the situation we are because of the setbacks. That's clear. Today was a proper one, no doubt about that.
What a huge result here at the Vitality. This place is absolutely rocking. The fans all on their feet.
I don't necessarily think the midfield, where you've got two youngsters and one experienced man, works. I think midfield, you don't win games in midfield. You win games in both boxes, but you control the game in midfield. And I felt after the first 10, 15 minutes, they weren't able to do that.
The worst possible warm-up for a trip to Madrid if you were Liverpool. But Tottenham, Newcastle and Brighton will be very grateful indeed.
I think with the home games, we are top four, if I'm right. With the away games, we are not even in Europe.
15 shots and 6 on target are not bad, but it's the quality there. You know, what those stats don't tell you and what stats don't always tell you is the quality. And actually, Bournemouth had more clear-cut chances to score a goal.
Exactly.
They didn't just not have the cutting edge going forward to be able to create those clear-cut chances, but defensively, you know, they still looked open at times. And that's a big statement to take off Trent Alexander-Arnold and put on James Milner when you're chasing the game, knowing how good he is going forward.
It's finished at the Vitality Stadium. Bournemouth 1, Liverpool 0.
We lost the game and very, very, very frustrating. Yeah.
And here's more fallout to the result on the game day phone-in with Jamie O'Hara and Gabby Agbonlahor.
We talk about Jurgen Klopp's mentality monster and his team are. They weren't today. You know, you go and beat Manchester United 7-0 and then Bournemouth today. I mean, they don't want to get top four. They don't want Bellingham to look at them in the summer to come to Liverpool. I just don't understand that performance today.
Chris, what I can't understand, Chris, is how you can put in a performance like you did, one of the best performances I've seen from Liverpool in a long, long time, against Manchester United. And then you go and play Bournemouth away, who leak goals for fun, and don't score a goal. You know, the players you've got out there, Salah, Gakpo, Nunes, top players. That must be so frustrating as a fan when you're seeing that. When, you know, we're talking about Liverpool, who last season played every single game. How's the drop-off for me and the inconsistency is alarming.
When you look at the next three games, Liverpool, City away, Chelsea away and Arsenal at home, you could end up with 0 points at them three games. And teams behind you, Newcastle 2 games in hand, 1 point behind you. Brighton 2 games in hand, 3 points behind you. This is going to be a bit nervy, isn't it, to end of the season for the top four for Liverpool?
Yeah, I was at the game today. just want to say I think Jurgen Klopp got it wrong.
I feel like Jurgen Klopp got it wrong today, and no mentality monsters today, was there, no, Mr. Jurgen?
Elsewhere in the Premier League, Spurs move 6 points clear of Liverpool in fourth place with a 3-1 win at home to Nottingham Forest. Chelsea beat 10-man Leicester by the same scoreline, and Everton picked up a huge 1-0 win at home to Brentford. Here's how we reacted to Saturday's Premier League action across the TalkSport network.
And the Spurs go marching in and get three precious points.
Don't look the other, what happened, the other team, the result of all the other teams. If you are a top team, you have to think to yourself and to try to win.
I knew we'd beat Nottingham Forest because Nottingham Forest's away record is absolutely shambolic. You don't even need a manager to beat Nottingham Forest when you're playing at home. They are awful. But I still wasn't convinced. I wasn't sat there thinking, okay, you know, maybe they've had a kick up the backside. You know, I still wasn't excited to watch Spurs play. I wasn't sat there, you know, on the edge of my seat thinking, this is brilliant. It was a result that everyone expected.
You're exactly right. We have got these points. We are moving away, right? But there's nothing to our team. Without Harry Kane, we'd be lost.
Well, what they're doing is they're consolidating their fourth spot in the Premier League.
Today doesn't matter. Don't wind me up.
No.
I think all the Spurs fans that went to the game today, if they didn't win against Nottingham Forest, I think season tickets probably would have been thrown at Conte. It hasn't papered over the cracks. The cracks are still there and they're there to see. And even Harry Kane's come out after the game midweek and says, top four's not enough. That should be the minimum, Jamie, top four. Winning trophies is what Spurs fans want to do. I mean, you get bantered every season by opposition fan bases. No, look what your rivals are doing.
You get them going now. You bring a new manager in, puts the other players under pressure because he'll say to them, if I don't like what I see by the time it comes to summer, you're going right to the door.
Here he comes, Kane, right footed, right into the roof of the net, down the middle, 2-0 to Spurs, 20 Premier League goals for the season for Harry Kane.
For Harry Kane, brilliant again. What would they do without him?
To be at a high level for a long time, they need to be consistent. So, nice to reach that target today and hopefully a few more to go from now until the end.
I think maybe the time has come where he now has to go, look, this, I don't see a way forward. You bring back Poch, is that going to guarantee trophies? No.
When I look at him now, I feel that if he signs a new contract, you've got to question his ambition. He has to go. It doesn't have to be Manchester United. I don't care if he leaves the Premier League and doesn't end up breaking Shearer's record. He's got to think to himself, how good am I?
It's unbelievable. Of course, I'd love him to stay and keep him at the football club, but I feel like he's got a bit of a prison sentence at Spurs. He's had it for five,
hashtag
6 years.
Free Harry.
We know very well the importance of this player for us.
Look, there's a lot of games to go. There's going to be points dropped around us, and we need to try and make sure we capitalise when they come, and we've done that today.
The Spurs supporters can head home happy back down the Seven Sisters Road. Full-time score here at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Spurs 3, Nottingham Forest 1.
Today it was important to win for us, to get 3 points, and then what happened on the other teams, I don't care.
They are boos of disgruntled East Midlanders. Leicester City Football Club suffering a fifth consecutive defeat. This one at the hands of Chelsea. Leicester City 1, Chelsea 3.
You want your team to be supported at home and in the crowd. You're behind them. But listen, that's where it's been. And you guys have been here from the very first game against Brentford. Without the activity we had in the summer, I think that frustration has spilled over into the first game of the season. And from that, that's how it's been.
The reality is we've been awful. The run we had before the World Cup was a fluke. We won four games. We picked up some points. The rest of the season has been an absolute shambles.
Chelsea 3 points, 3 goals, and over 3 times better than Leicester City Football Club. They're chanting, "We want Rodgers out," at the King Power Stadium.
We have to get the points. You know, the supporters are clearly disappointed we didn't get the result. But yeah, it doesn't affect me. You know, my focus is very much on the team, and like it has been since I came here.
I look across at that pitch, and not one of those players had fight apart from James Maddison.
We had 6 games, and we got 1 point. So there's one thing that we've shown, that in adverse moments we can fight, and we have a resilience. And that's what's going to be needed now for these next 12 games.
I'll tell you my big concern here, Adrian. Finally from me, James Maddison is hobbling. With James Maddison, I think they can stay up. Without James Maddison, they are in big, big trouble. It's a tough place to be these days. Leicester 1, Chelsea 3.
Leicester has always been my club. And, you know, and we're going down. You know, it's really, really sad. It's
Everton 1, Brentford 0. An absolutely massive victory for the Blues that will leave them out of the relegation zone, secured with a 35th second goal from Dwight McNeil.
Wins are to be enjoyed in the Premier League, but it's just another step. We've got plenty more steps to go. I said it after the win against Arsenal when I first got it, and I'm still saying it now. But there's signs that the mentality is growing. But there's strong signs of the mentality, and that's an important factor for me.
Brentford, well, their 12-game undefeated run comes to an end, but they will think what could have been in terms of the chances they missed. Everton 1, Brentford 0.
Moving on now to a bit of egg chasing, and England lost to France in the Six Nations at Twickenham. Here's reaction from England head coach Steve Borthwick speaking to TalkSport after the game.
England 10, France 53, and by an absolute country mile, this is a record defeat for England in any England-France rugby union fixture.
We're incredibly disappointed with the performance. Immense credit to the French team, who their power and pace and class showed. I think right now it shows where the gap is.
And for the first time since Steve Borthwick took over, boos ring around here at Twickenham. There was belief, there was hope about what the new boss was trying to do. And I tell you what, boys, the rebuild, the sort of size of that, it just really bears it home, given how heavily England have lost here.
We know where we are, and we've got to show just how much work we've got to do here. We play Ireland next week, so we've gone from playing the second best team in the world, and they showed just how much better they are than where we currently are, and next week you play Ireland, the best team in the world. So I said we'd have a good understanding of where we're at as a team at the end of this championship, and I think you can see how much work we've got to do.
All France, they have been fantastic, and they have destroyed England here at Twickenham. England 10, France 53.
Normally being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we end today on boxing. And Alexander Usyk has verbally agreed to fight Tyson Fury in a heavyweight unification bout in April. Fury demanded a 70-30 purse split ahead of the fight. Here's how we reacted to the news over on Fight Night on TalkSport.
We're much more closer than we were 24 hours ago. Both the guys have agreed the split, and we've got some couple of bits still to sort out, but I think we're on track for it.
Are we on track for April the 29th, Frank, or is the delay?
That would be the date for the fight if we do it. At one stage, I wasn't sure about whether Tyson would be fit for it, but you know, he's okay. But the bottom line of it is they've both come out now and said what they want to do, and obviously we've got to, you know, get the contracts and so forth signed, so everybody's working on that and to get everything finalised.
What about those? We know that they've agreed 70-30 publicly, but what about the Alexander Usyk 1 million donation to Ukraine, those kind of things? I mean, is that being taken seriously?
Let me just say something about all of this. What does anyone care about how much they're earning? Whatever they're earning, mm-hmm. they're earning. At the end of the day, you want to see the fight. The fight, that's it. The rest of it's got nobody. It's nothing to do with anybody else.
Agree.
The fact of the matter is, you know, it's like, what's holding up the fight? Oh, this is holding up. That's holding up. Why is it being held up? And we get all this stuff. They've agreed to fight, so they're going to fight these guys. That's the end. That's the end of it. And all we've got to do now is say finalise a few things. But it's nothing to do with it. It's nobody's business. It's absolutely nobody's business. No more than what you earn or what Adam earns. It's nobody's business. You're over 21. And they can both decide what they want to do.
No, absolutely. But we have waited a long time for this. I say we, that, you know, the boxing
world.
Waited,
waited for what?
Can I?
You know, it's as I say, subject to the contracts being sorted out. You know, everybody's on the same page. So we've got to just keep moving it along. And I'm sure it happened. Everybody wants to see the fight.
Mm.
You know, and everybody should take their hat off to Tyson Fury, because he's the only heavyweight since going back to those days of the great glory days of the Allies, Frazier and Foreman, who has fought the best of around, the best that have been around, the generations that he's been in. Without a problem, he fought against Klitschko, who Klitschko was the best of his generation, went to his backyard and beat him. The longest reigning heavyweight in Deontay Wilder.
Yep.
He went to the States not once, but three times and beat him, who had the best knockout record, highest knockout record of any fighter, and went and done a job on him. And now he's stepping up to the guy who's had two wins over Joshua.
Mm.
And he's got the three belts. So you've got to take your hat off to Tyson. Nobody's done that. You know, we talk about Lennox Lewis and all the fighters. Lennox Lewis never fought Riddick Bowe. He never fought Mike Tyson until Mike Tyson was well past his best. And I'm not taking anything away from Lennox. Lennox was a great fighter. But Tyson, he's fought all these guys at their best.
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. Make sure, of course, you hit the subscribe button. I'll be back tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show, alongside Darren Bent, looking back at the weekend's Premier League football. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talks for Daily Podcast at first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a lovely day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.